Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Moms, dads, are you the parent of a student athlete? Do you want to know how to get the most out of youth sports? If so, listen to the Next Pitch podcast to give you the tools to raise an aspiring athlete. It's not simple, but we talk straight and give you the best insight there is when it comes to youth sports. We'll cover everything from nutrition and training to mental toughness and teamwork. It's a podcast you can listen to together with your kids so everyone can benefit. Follow Next Pitch on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to podcasts.
You can thank us later, but if you have not seen The Catch, and no, I'm not talking about Franco Harris, The Immaculate Reception.
There's only one.
Yesterday, the A's were playing the Angels, I believe, and A's outfielder Denzel Clark, and I know that there's still like 100 games left in the season. There is no catch that can be made by any team in the next 100 games that will top what Denzel Clark did last night.
Nope.
He literally climbs the outfield wall, makes the catch midair.
Almost flips over the wall.
And almost goes over the wall, but just barely makes it back. Sam, I don't know if we can get the play-by-play.
Oh, it is.
It was very exciting.
If you Google greatest catch of all time last night, you will get results because it is crazy.
The
Denzel Clark of the Athletics.
Yeah. And just go and YouTube it later when you get home tonight. Clark with an E, by the way, at the end.
Fox Sports is calling it the catch of the year.
That is correct.
Oh, I did see this. I thought it was an old video.
No.
I didn't realize that happened last night.
It was yesterday, yeah.
Ready to rock and roll?
I'm ready to hear it.
Nolan Schanuel with a fly ball left center field. Denzel Clark racing back. He's all the way back. He's at the wall. He caught it. He caught it. I can't believe it. Denzel Clark with a sensational catch. How did he do it?
That's an all-timer. He's well over half his body over the wall. That's a Mike Trout play at this ballpark.
Even the pitcher has his glove on his head. Like, what in the world?
Listen to this.
It's pretty awesome.
The Huron Daily Tribune calls it one of the best snags in Major League Baseball history. The BBC, 12 hours ago, said Clark makes, quote, one of the greatest
catches of all
you
time
will ever see. What is a cricket catch?
A cricket. They play cricket over there. They don't play baseball.
Oh. I was like, is that what they call it when you flip over the wall? I didn't know what you were talking
not
about.
A can of corn.
Not a can of corn.
I mean, we're not going to talk about a can of corn.
And then he was robbed.
Correct.
He was going to go yard.
Hey, I would like to say welcome home to sweet Jack Caglione and his family. He was quoted today as saying that he is more excited about his hometown debut tonight than he was for his major league debut.
You're putting way too much pressure on this kid.
Oh, he was 4 for 4 the other night.
I'm sure somebody's dad would love a Cags t-shirt.
Wouldn't that be so nice if I sent that to my dad for Father's Day?
For Father's Day. I mean, he'd love that.
Now, Danny, you can order
it. I've already sweated in it. He's not getting it.
You can order one from Charlie Hustle.
Do they have them now?
They do.
Oh, okay. Well, then I'll order him one.
Father's Day is on Sunday.
Yeah.
The bastard stepchild of Mother's Day.
We're going to need to put a rush on that.
And I got a robe.
Oh, yeah.
And I got a robe. Oh, my gosh. That's so funny, you guys.
I totally forgot about that.
Do you know what happened today?
I'm getting screwed on Father's Day.
Why?
Because it falls on my birthday.
What do you mean it's a double whammy?
Happy Father's Day.
That sucks.
Not like they were going to celebrate Father's Day anyway.
Yes, you are. Of course you are. We're going to have brunch.
Yeah, ever notice the gifts that you get, like the mom, you get them a massage.
Or a robe.
Well, you did get a robe 1 year. That's correct. But like I got Tia an hour-long massage, Swedish. Dads get grilling tools and stuff, food, and...
Like you can grill for me if I give you the tools to grill.
I'm going
to
give you all this food, these steaks and everything. We're going to order all this stuff.
And you're going to cook them.
And then you're going to go out back, you old man, and you're going to cook me dinner on your day. It's not fair.
Isn't that what men like to do? Go out there and grill some meat.
Here's a new lawnmower. Now get busy.
Yeah. Here's a new lawnmower. That's right. I even put gas in it for you.
I do not do that. I'm a great gift giver.
You are a good gift giver.
Right. It's nothing.
It is something.
Not for your dad.
Hasn't been delivered yet.
Hasn't been ordered yet.
Listen to this. I am on my way into work today. And for the first time in my life, I have cash.
I don't even know who you are anymore.
Ever have cash. But I was in that tournament Thursday and Friday, and we were big winners. So I've got some cash. And I think I want a coffee on my way in because I didn't sleep at all last night. So I stop at to get my coffee, and I get up there, and I pull out my change. I have two $1 bills and then a 50. Okay. So I get up there. My coffee's what? $6, Sam? I don't want a coffee. $6. And I say to the woman right down the street here, I said, hey, I just have a 50. Can you just break this for me? She looks at me like I'm crazy. Number one.
Is that a look you get often?
Yeah. And like I just robbed a bank or I've been printing money illegally in my basement. She looked at that 50 and had no idea what to do with it.
How old would you say she was?
Pull it out. It's still right here, and I'll tell you why in a minute.
Would you take her picture?
No, she was, no, of the 50. It's Benjamin. No, who's on the 50? Jackson?
No.
Jefferson?
No.
Grant. Adams?
No.
Whatever.
Ulysses Grant.
Here's the 50. So I hand it to her, and she goes.
Why is it so crumpled?
Oh.
Yeah, why is it so crumpled?
She's like, I don't know that we can take that. And I go, money? And she goes, let me go ask my manager. Okay, I'm just going to be honest.
Clearly they didn't, because you still have it.
I always try to shop local, you know that. I didn't have time to shop local today.
So you this went to Starbucks.
A very big chain, or you know the Caribou Coffees across the street. She looked at me like I was crazy, left for a couple of minutes, and then came back. At this point, I'm looking in my wallet like, she better take the 50, because I left my bank card at home. She comes back and she goes, yeah, we can't take this.
Why?
Look, do I have a $50 bill in my hand? I never have cash.
Then how'd you get the coffee?
Because I have an emergency. I have one emergency bank card that I never used. And then that was it. I've got some business cards in here. I've got my Tesla card.
Would you like for me to check if it's real?
Well, of course it's real. I won it.
No.
That does not mean it's real.
It's got that little thing on it. Anyway, I'm telling you.
You have to run
cash
a Sharpie.
Is dead.
What is it, Sam? You run the Sharpie over anything larger than a 20, and what happens?
But it's not a Sharpie. It's a specific type of marker, and based on the type of fabric, because it's actually not paper, it's fabric.
Correct.
That the bill is made out of, it will either light up a certain color or not.
This note is legal tender for all debts, public and private.
Counterfeit ones say that too.
This is not counterfeit.
How do you know?
I will check it out for you during the break.
Because got an old dude on it. I mean, it looks like money to me.
Well, the counterfeit ones have the got an old dude on it too.
As someone who is trained in change counting, and yes, that is part of the training, it is very difficult for me to hand anybody a bill and watch them count my change, because no matter how quick they are, it is the slowest thing in the world.
And I just always tell them to keep it.
No. That's nope. The 23 cents, the two dimes, three pennies.
You haggle over pennies?
No, I don't. But they're like, they will take it and then they will look at it. And then they'll just look at it.
Like they don't know what. Yeah.
And then they'll just look at it.
But Sam, it's
and
because
I'm like, my change
money
is $4.23.
Is dead. That's why.
Drives me nuts.
I don't think money's dead.
I don't think it is either.
You know what drives me nuts? Carrying cash, because nobody knows what to do with it anymore. And then guess what? She goes, do you want to add a little something here? Just a little something at the end? You want to maybe just, you got three choices there.
And you denied my 50.
Guess what I clicked on? No thanks.
Good. I wouldn't tip either if they didn't take my cash. I'm cash's king.
I want a new option. $1, $5, or go...
Blank yourself. Well, I went to...
Wait real quick. There's a meme going around right now that says something to the effect of to the Subway sandwich artists. No, I'm not going to tip you. Please act like we didn't just make that sandwich together. I thought that was so funny.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Moms, dads, are you the parent of a student athlete? Do you want to know how to get the most out of youth sports? If so, listen to the Next Pitch podcast to give you the tools to raise an aspiring athlete. It's not simple, but we talk straight and give you the best insight there is when it comes to youth sports. We'll cover everything from nutrition and training to mental toughness and teamwork. It's a podcast you can listen to together with your kids so everyone can benefit. Follow Next Pitch on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to podcasts.